Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, April 22nd, coming up.
Et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus.
Santa Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatori.
Cardinals gather to discuss process of replacing Pope Francis and teachers gather for their annual conferences. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, St. Peter's Square has been flooded with mourners for a Vatican prayer service following the death of Pope Francis, aged 88. Just hours before he died from a stroke and heart failure, he'd blessed crowds who had gathered for Easter Sunday. World leaders are remembering his commitment to marginalised communities. News Talk's Bella Finn has more.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buona Pasqua.
Pope Francis died on Monday morning, hours after he delivered his final blessing to crowds at St. Peter's Square in the Vatican. Former President Mary McAleese says although the church hasn't been completely transformed under the Pope's leadership, he did evoke change.
It's always going to be, in a sense, too big a job for one person. All he could do was his best.
The Pope visited Ireland in 2018, a country scarred by the revelations of the historical institutional abuses committed within the church. Taoiseach Simon Harris says Pope Francis acknowledged the trauma.
He expressed in the Phoenix Park words of remorse, words of great sorrow and words of requesting forgiveness.
The Taoiseach says the Pope brought a change to the nature of leading the Catholic Church. Micheál Martin has described Pope Francis as a promoter of peace and a voice for the voiceless.
I was very struck by his approach. He was definitely a voice for the marginalised.
The Taoiseach also added that while funeral arrangements are still to be made, he would be honoured to attend the funeral of Pope Francis.
The Vatican has led a prayer service to crowds of mourners in St. Peter's Square.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, vita dulcedo, espes nostra salve.
A book of condolence will be opened at Leinster House today to allow people to express their sympathies on the death of Pope Francis. A book is also available on the homepage of catholicbishops.ie and on the Irish Bishops' social media platforms. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has ordered state and federal flags to be flown at half-mast in order of Pope Francis. He has confirmed he'll be attending the Pope's funeral, details of which are expected to be announced later today.
He was a good man, worked hard. He loved the world, and it's an honour to do that.
To other news now, and the impact of generations of underfunding are some of the major concerns reported in a new member survey by the Teachers Union of Ireland. The TUI says serious concerns have been expressed around the capacity of schools to successfully implement senior cycle reform due to a lack of appropriate facilities. The TUI and the ASTI begin their annual conferences today. TUI General Secretary Michael Gillespie says students are missing out on opportunities.
56% of our teachers do not believe that their school has the required facilities for student project work and to deliver senior cycle redevelopment. So this is specifically in the science labs, biology, physics and chemistry.
A young boy has died after being struck by a car in Mullingar in County Westmeath. It happened shortly after 6:30 yesterday evening at the Farran Shock Estate. It's the latest in a series of serious crashes on the roads across the bank holiday weekend. Tina Gates has more.
The young boy was treated at the scene at the Farran Shock Estate before being taken to Mullingar Hospital, where he was pronounced dead a short time later. Separately, crashes claimed the lives of two people in Dublin and Limerick over the weekend, while two children were among four people seriously injured after a collision in Sligo. A teenager was killed in West Dublin on Sunday night when his scrambler was in collision with a car at City West. A motorcyclist in his 20s was killed yesterday evening after a collision with a car at Ardha Village in Limerick. A motorcyclist in his 30s was seriously injured in a crash in Kilkenny on Sunday afternoon. And a young man was injured in a collision between a motorbike and a car in Longford yesterday evening.
Urgent action is being demanded to protect public transport workers and commuters in Dublin. It's after a Dublin bus driver was threatened with a gun in the north inner city. It happened on the number 13 bus parked at Mountjoy Square at around 11 o'clock on Friday night. Social Democrats TD Gary Gannon says people need to feel safe on public transport.
The idea that a person could place a gun in the face of a bus driver is just harrowing. Look, the city has seen so many high profile incidents now. We just need a sense of who is in charge here. I mean, no, we can't have a scenario where somebody has pointed a gun at a bus driver and there isn't effectively a significant kind of manhunt to find this person.
President Trump has dismissed allegations. His defence secretary set up a second group chat on Signal to discuss airstrikes against Houthi militants in Yemen. It's after the New York Times reported that Pete Hegseth had included his wife and his brother in the chat. White House officials have repeated denials that any classified information was shared. Pete Hegseth's accused those who've made and reported on the allegations of spreading hoaxes.
See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me.
And in sport, it's the semi-final night in the Dalata Hotel Group Leinster Under-20 Football Championship. Holders Meath welcome Kildare to Ashburn, while record winners Dublin travel to Darver to face Louth. Both last four encounters get underway from 7:30. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.